is the general manager of Eagle Eye, Hawk Hollow, the Falcon, and Little Hawk. Alex, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Alex had the opportunity to play the Hawk yesterday. I took my son Case, Cade, and took a couple nephews, and I think Case had a good time. What did you think of the course, Case?
Fantastic.
All right. The course was
the
course is in good shape, and I know this early season warm weather helped you get ready, Alex.
It has. It's been just an awesome spring for us. The weather couldn't be any better in the month of March, and April starting out just as good. Not quite as warm, but still plenty good to enjoy golf.
Were the courses, did you have to do anything differently since the weather turned warmer sooner than you thought?
Well, you got to start mowing a lot sooner, that's for sure. I mean, typically the grass doesn't grow a whole lot in month of March, but, you know, when the soil temperature, you know, we didn't have any frost this winter, soil temperature gets to a certain temp and grass starts growing. It, you know, the grass doesn't know what day it is or what month it is, so... it just works on science, and yeah, we had to, it was nice. We got to bring employees back to work a lot sooner, you know, our seasonal people, and just got things in full swing. You know, everything just kind of gets accelerated and moved up.
Alex, when you're in full effect, how many people do you employ?
Oh, about, at the height of it, we're at about 260 employees, you know, and you got four golf courses and eight banquet rooms and, you know, full-time sales staff and full-time marketing and, you know, it's the golf operation and, you know, it's quite a company, that's for sure.
Even in a tough economy, Eagle Eye, Hawk Hollow, the Falcon, especially banquets seem to do well. The economy has stabilized and picked up, say, some experts. Alex, have you seen business pick up as a result of that?
You know, we've been very fortunate. We've got very loyal customers that we've managed to maintain our level of customer service and course conditions. And, of course, you know, we've got a product that, you know, we feel pretty proud of. And to the serious golfer and to the person who's getting married, lucky for us, they still choose our golf courses to either get married at or play golf at. So, you know, we've, you know, certainly things have leveled off, but we've managed to maintain pretty well throughout it all.
The 76th Masters is underway. Tiger's won. The field that he competed against wasn't the best. It will be the best as Phil Mickelson, Luke Donald, and the rest of the best golfers in the world will be at Augusta. How do you see this tournament working out this year, Alex?
Now you're talking about something I'm really interested in. You know, it's the Masters. I mean, opening day of the Masters for me is just as big as the opening day of Tiger baseball or whatever. But, you know, it's funny. Tiger Woods, this is his 19th Masters. I mean, if it doesn't seem like that guy just came on the scene. And the other thing is he hasn't won it since 2005. And I don't think you're going to see him win it in 2012 either. There's way, way too many golfers, great, great golfers. It only takes one to get on a roll. Any one of those 96 guys that are in that field, I shouldn't say any one. I mean, you know, there's 50 guys in that field that can win that golf tournament. And it's a lot of pressure, and I don't care. You know, Tiger Woods won. He won at Bay Hill. He's won at Bay Hill seven times. He owns that golf course. I mean, so it was probably good for him, but I don't see it carrying over to a victory at the Masters. I like the likes of Hunter Mahan or Rory McIlroy or even Lee Westwood, you know, Luke Donald. I mean, number one ranked player in the world. Nobody's even talking about him. Then you got the guy who won it last year. Most guys don't even know his name, you know. Another Nike guy that got birdies the last four holes to win it. So, you know, would I like to see Tiger win? You know, I enjoy watching Tiger play golf. And he's good for the game, and he's excited a whole. He still excites people a lot. So, you know, I can't wait to watch it.
All right, Alex, if people want to book a tee time, Eagle Eye, Hawk Hollow, the Falcon, or Little Hawk, where do they go?
Oh, you can call any one of the pro shops and, you know, and make a tee time. Just go to our website, hawkhollow.com, and that'll direct you pretty much wherever you need to go. And, of course, the usual Facebook pages and all that kind of thing, too, are out there. So that's how it happens.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex.
All right, Tony.
You're listening to 1320.